Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking Nevada COPPA in Yerington with CEO Matt Gilley and Tim Dyer for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The holidays are upon us, a time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious, so let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Matt Gilley. He's the president and CEO of Nevada Copper, based in Yerington. And Tim Dyer, who's been on here many times, vice president of the company, deals with communications. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Let me start out with your resume, because you're relatively new to the company.
That's great.
But you have incredible experience over the last 20 years. You worked in Mongolia. What were you doing in Mongolia?
Oh, yeah, Sam, that was fantastic. So I spent 3 years in Mongolia. I was the chief operating officer for a mine called Oyu Tolgoi, which is now in production. It is still the largest mine in Mongolia, and it actually is a major component of the gross national product of Mongolia. It's the biggest industrial.
What kind of metal?
It's copper. It's primarily copper. There's a big gold byproduct. So let's call it a copper and gold mine. A fascinating experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I loved the country. I loved the people. I loved the work. I am very fortunate to have had that experience in Mongolia.
What was the most unique thing about Mongolia to you?
Look, the most unique thing about Mongolia is the absolute resilience and education of the Mongolians. It is a fantastically educated country where everyone has a four-year university degree.
You can really?
They were communists for a long time, and they had a very communist education model, which really encouraged high education. So you have this incredibly educated workforce that is incredibly eager to utilize their education, just looking for opportunities. It really enabled us to be very successful in Mongolia. Much more, you might have a stereotype, you might think you know about Mongolia, you might think, herders, and maybe they wouldn't have that much education. These are fantastically educated people.
You also served time in South Africa.
Oh yes, so I did. Not only did I serve time in South Africa, but that's where I met my wife. I'm very blessed in many regards with South Africa.
Okay, but that's a country that's going through great transition as far as mining goes.
That is correct. So it's a country going through lots of transition. I had the fortune of going there in 2005, and I stayed for 6 years, and I ran a copper mine in South Africa, and so you really got to see a country that was transforming, really looking at different ways that people interacted with each other and getting to come to a common ground. It is hard for any country to go through that much transition. Certainly the mining industry as well is transitioning, and that as the gold mines, which historically have been the base of South Africa, certainly from a mining industry, as those mines start to deplete and start to become more expensive, the whole country really needs to think about how they're going to transition the mining industry, which is really key to the economy of South Africa.
And one of the things that's fascinating about that is that these are some of the deepest mines, if not the deepest, in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so I ran a copper mine which wasn't particularly deep. It was large, but not particularly deep. But I did go into the platinum and gold mines in the Central Reef. And they are, it's from a technical standpoint, I'm a mining engineer by background. From a technical standpoint, it's fascinating. It's pretty hard conditions, and it's pretty expensive. So these mines do need to transform, and you do see some of the major companies are really starting to look at mining those deposits in a different way.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get away from your personal life, and we'll talk about your big project here, which is amazing, in Pumpkin Hollow, and we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Matt Gilley and Tim Dyer. In fact, we'll bring Tim into the conversation here, both with Nevada Copper. Pumpkin Hollow, we've been talking about, we were just talking before the show, from back in 2012.
Correct.
Finally getting close.
Yes, very gratifying. You know, it was a long stretch there. I've been on the project for over 12 years, so I'm just absolutely thrilled to see it where it is right now, and especially the team that we put together. We've got a technical team with if we add it up, it's hundreds of years of experience. So it's just really gratifying to see it happening. I said I wanted to see this mine go into production, and in a very short time, I'm going to see that.
And it's going to be wonderful for the area. For those that are listening and watching in Southern Nevada, this is near Yerington.
Cool.
And this is going to change the face of Yerington.
Forever. Yeah, I think we're already changing it. We've had quite a bit of, the construction activity has really started to create a boom there. And as we transition to a to a permanent workforce, the mining workforce. We're going to see 350 new jobs in Yerington, direct jobs, and then you're going to see the indirect jobs come in following it. I mean, you do that and you need more teachers and more business people. So in Yerington, still very excited about it. They haven't lost their interest at all.
Oh, I'm sure they haven't. I mean, this has been an area that has wanted and needed this kind of project for a long time. But now as you look at what's going on around the region, in the Reno-Sparks area, we got the boost from Tesla and the other related companies, but we also have issues with infrastructure, roadways, housing. What's the situation in Yerington? Are they better prepared for what's coming than perhaps Reno-Sparks was?
Well, not necessarily right now, but I've been talking to a lot of developers that have interest there, and so we'll see. Right now, we haven't had a particular challenge. We've had people move to town. They've been able to find housing. And, you know, really 350 people is not like thousands like Tesla's creating.
Right.
So we do have people that come from Reno. It's not a long commute now with USA Parkway, so they have family situations where their spouse is working in Reno or something like that. So right now we have hired about 40% of our workforce locally. So that's helped. Those people already live there. And I did new hire training recently, and we had seven people in the room. Four of them moved back to Yerington from some other mine in Nevada. So we have people literally coming home. They were part of the Anaconda mine 30 years ago, or their families were, and they're coming back home, so to speak.
So Matt, you know, as I said earlier, you're a recent hire.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Yerington by comparison with other places that you've lived around the world?
Look, Yerington is a gem. It really is this little enclave of, you know, the small town home feel, being close enough to all the other amenities that you would want. It has a very tight community that has been extremely welcoming to me and the whole team as we join the community and become part of Yerington. They're very proud of Yerington, and we respect that very much. So we really work hard with Tim and all of our groups to make sure that we're adding to the community and doing the best we can to mitigate any changes we would be making on the community. But I find Yerington to be a wonderful place to live and work.
What about the price of copper at this point?
So the price of copper is not particularly high. So when you're looking at about $2.65 right now, the price of copper is often used as a proxy for the world economy. So when you have concerns about the world economy, you generally have concerns about the price of copper. We focus on the supply demand curve. So as a corporation, our strategy has been and remains that we're going to build a mine, a copper mine, when copper prices are relatively low. And because what this does is it allows us to have the access to the best people, the best suppliers, the best service providers with less competition. And so we're able to build a mine in a low price environment very efficiently. We will be in operation when prices improve. We will be in operation. We'll be producing copper when our competition will be scrambling to try to build their copper mines. So that is our strategy, and we're executing against it. When you look at the supply-demand curve, we see the demand for copper being relatively stable. It does fluctuate slightly with different global economic indicators, but it generally rises about 1-1.5% per year in demand. The supply, so that's what sets Pumpkin Hollow apart. It's our strategic advantage. From a supply standpoint, we're very low risk. We're in a fantastic jurisdiction. Sam, all the things that make Nevada a great place to operate, you know, the Fraser Institute's number one mining jurisdiction in the world, these are big strategic advantages to Nevada Copper.
Let me ask you this. With mining, it seems to me over the years, as I've observed it, that it's not a 5 or 10 year play. It can be a 20, 30 year play. Is that what you're looking at here with Pumpkin Hollow?
Oh, absolutely. So particularly in a copper mine or any of your base metal mines, you're really looking at long-term investments. Right now, the underground itself is 13 years without upside potential, 20 years with upside. The open pit, the adjacent open pit, is another 25 years on top of that. So we are talking about a long-term relationship with Yerington, a long-term investment in this community, and we intend to be here for many decades to come.
Well, and that's very good news for people who are living in the Yerington area. Tim, the environmentalists have been very active, obviously, in the Silver State. You're seeing a lot of stuff going on in Ely right now with battles over water, et cetera. What's the relationship between the company and the environmental community in the state?
Well, we haven't, in all the years I've been there, we haven't had any real objection from the environmental community. I think we've tried to communicate transparently where we are and what we're doing. I often tell people our site is charmed because we don't have like Waters of the U.S. and there's lots of mines in the U.S. that are struggling with that regulatory framework. And
by the way, would you explain just for a second what that is? And I know that the administration is trying to change that and get rid of that.
Right. Well, I mean, you can have a dry channel that's designated as Waters of the U.S. if it connects to a navigable water. And that's particularly challenging because you've got to do all this mitigation. And it gives a leverage to environmentalists that might be opposed to your project to challenge you. So, the long and the short is we don't have to deal with that. We have no jurisdictional waters. It's a very dry environment. We get 5 inches of rain. So in terms of wildlife habitat and wilderness and all that, there's none of that there. So we've been very fortunate that locationally, and then we're right near the town of Yerington. So again, part of the objective of the land transfer was to get Yerington a tax base. So they annexed us, so they get some of the taxes, but they also have the ability, when we get done mining 50 years from now, there's 10,000 acres of private land that they can use for other development. So that's always been our vision. Joint vision with city and Nevada Copper.
Matt, who's the biggest customer for you? Is it in the U.S. or is it outside of the U.S.?
You know, really, okay, so the biggest customer right now would be outside the U.S. We sell concentrate, so we sell to a smelter. Smelters are located generally near a good infrastructure, usually near a seaport, and usually with good energy relationships. So we sell to smelters, and most of our customers right now are in the Pacific region.
Okay. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back more on Pumpkin Hollow after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Matt Gilley and Tim Dyer of Nevada Copper. So I wanted to ask you about the land transfer. Mm-hmm. Is that all complete at this point?
It's completely done, yes.
Okay. With the current situation in Washington, D.C., that in itself is a miracle.
No? Yeah. Other people are trying it, and it's a tough road to hoe for the rest of the people And they're following our model, which was balance. You heard Congressman Horsford say, you know, he's trying to look at a balance. We came up with that balance at Nevada Copper because we had a wilderness component and then the conveyance of the land for economic development. So that's now the model for federal land transfers.
I just interviewed Congressman Horsford in D.C. just a couple of weeks ago. It seems to me that both he and Senator Masto and now even Senator Rosen are really doing things to be as helpful as possible to rural Nevada, which is not their natural base in terms of politics.
No, I think we've had, I'm involved in the Nevada Mining Association. We've had very good relations with Senator Masto and Senator Rosen. Senator Rosen's come to Yerington. We were happy to help host her when she came there. She was very impressed and said, wow, this is great. You know, we had a visit at the Boys and Girls Club and they have a new teen center there. It's all very, very good stuff. So yeah, they've always said, and I've seen that with the Nevada delegation all the time I've been here. When it comes to Nevada, they stick together. And they're for things that have a purpose. And, you know, they're not going to do a blanket transfer of federal lands, but I think they're open to whatever can help these rural communities.
And we just got the news here in the last week that the president of the Nevada Mining Association is going to step down.
Yes, Dana Bennett is retiring, so... I've worked with her now for most of her tenure there. Just fantastic person. It's going to be tough to replace her.
And she lives in Midas.
Yes.
Have you been to Midas yet?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I've lived in Elko for many years.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that. I worked in those mines.
When you were working for Barrick?
Exactly.
Midas, for those that may not know, is from our friends in Southern Nevada. Explain what Midas is.
Well, it's a historic mining camp and it's still active, very high grade gold. Matt probably knows more about that, but it's a very intriguing town because it has this historic character to it and Dana loves it. And you know, her husband has been there and he was a miner at one point. So they're both Midas fans and she lives in Reno, but they have a place in Midas, and I'm sure when she retires, they're going to spend more time there.
No, that's my understanding, and it's a very small community.
Oh yeah, no, Midas is almost a ghost town, right? It was kind of like almost like a movie set. It's a wonderful place, and people really enjoy that atmosphere. I'm happy for her. I hope to visit her.
As you were saying, you were a former employee of Barrick. What are your thoughts on, you know, the Barrick merger?
Well, look, I'm very happy for both companies. I do see the obvious rationale for merging those two companies together in the Nevada region and pooling together the resources. And I think it only shows the commitment of both companies to the future of mining in Nevada and specifically in the Elko region.
Let's talk about Nevada Copper and future goals.
Yeah.
Where are you heading?
All right. So if you talk about Nevada Copper right now, you know, we're developing the underground. The next step will be to develop the open pit that's adjacent to us. And that's a very exciting project. We'll be completing the feasibility study over the 2020 and be able to present that to the public at the end of 2020. And then the whole regional package. I mean, Tim's talked about the land transfer. In that land transfer, we picked up a very large property that has a lot of perspective.
What kind of acreage?
So with 15,000 acres in the land transfer.
That's serious acreage.
And then we've also picked up an additional almost 6,000 acres of adjacent claims. So altogether, this gives us a large land package in a historic copper camp that has lots of prospectivity, you know, all the things that a mining company wants to have. And as they say, you know, when you're elephant hunting, you go where the elephants are. And when you're looking for copper, you go where copper mines are. And that's where we are. And so we're very excited about the future of Nevada Copper. We are developing into a mid-tier copper producer.
Tim, you've been through the ups and downs, which of course is mining's history.
Yeah,
if we go
not
back
just up. At Nevada Copper, at my predecessor employer, I experienced two downturns in the copper market.
Yeah. So as you look at this, I mean, you got to be pretty blown away that the reality is finally here.
Yeah, there's days when I go out there and I have to say, yeah, we're really doing this. You know, especially when I can go out and I have a community advisory council. We did a tour of the mill and they were all wowed because we got a brand new facility, state-of-the-art process facility there, state-of-the-art underground mine with a Super Bowl team running it. So that's what I've told people. I said, I feel like I'm on a Super Bowl team. Now we just got to win the Super Bowl, right?
So. Well, I mean, I think that you're certainly heading in that direction.
Yep.
It seems to me that, you know, the investment in this company has been tremendous, and it's going to lead to the long-term, you know, success of Yarrington far beyond what one would have imagined, you know, looking back in 2008, for example.
Mm. Look, we're very proud to be part of developing the industry in Nevada. We're very proud to be developing Pumpkin Hollow, and look, the town of Yarrington is our part. We're citizens of the town of Yarrington. Happy to be there.
Now, you haven't found any lithium by any chance, have you?
No, I'm not in the lithium market, but there are other very energetic groups that are.
But do you think there might be a possibility in that region?
No, I don't. We're that's a different geology. Our region is really focused. The prospectivity in our region is all about copper.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have people on the program who are launching into success, and especially after the amount of hard work that's gone into this project, and I'm sure the people of Yarrington are just thrilled. Mm. So thank you both for being here.
Thanks, Sam.
And
great
continued
to be here.
Success, and send me an invite to the grand opening.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Sam. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can watch Nevada Newsmakers anytime, online, podcasts, or on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.